I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Islamic American Relations Office calls for DA to retract social media posts. We'll have details on that and more coming up. Mostly cloudy skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
Local news on KPRL is being brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. SLO County District Attorney Dan Dow has been sent a letter by the Greater Los Angeles Area Office on American-Islamic Relations. The letter expresses deep concern over Dan Dow's recent social media posts regarding Mayor-elect for New York City, Zoran Mamdani. On Wednesday last week, Dan Dow retweeted a post which displayed the Twin Towers burning following the September 11th attacks with the caption, "New York already forgot." Another post retweeted by Dow says, "New York, what have you done?" with a video of a plane hitting one of the two towers. The letter to Dan Dow reads, "By drawing a false and dangerous equivalence between Mayor-elect Mamdani's election and 9/11, you have promoted the tired stereotype that Muslims are inherently tied to terrorism simply because of their faith. The letter asks for Dan Dow to make a public retraction from the Post and issue a clear, unequivocal apology acknowledging the harm that they have caused. Since the letter, Dow has made two direct public statements, neither expressed an apology. The first was to the LA Times. Dow said he shared the Post because, in his opinion, Mamdani is going to destroy New York, being a self-proclaimed socialist. The second statement was in a Facebook post on Friday when he shared and commented on a post he made after a Meet Your Muslim Neighbor event back in 2017. Dow says he has strong ties to and supports the Muslim community in SLO County. Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. I'll have that story coming up next. KPRL News Time is 6:11.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board has released two draft permits for public comment. The permits are necessary to extend operations at Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant as directed by Senate Bill 846. The comment period closes on December 8th. Operated by PG&E, the plant near Avila Beach is California's last operable nuclear power plant. The draft permits, which require approval by the Central Coast Water Board to become final, contain critical regulatory requirements for PG&E to continue operations following the state mandate to extend the plant's operational timeline. The drafts include stricter effluent limits and monitoring requirements to strengthen environmental protection and ensure compliance with the latest state and federal water quality standards. As part of the permit renewal process, regional board staff comprehensively evaluated PG&E's compliance with the plant's current discharge requirements and incorporated new regulatory provisions. Among these are requirements to bring the plant in line with the state's 2010 once-through cooling policy, which aims to reduce the harmful effects cooling water intakes used at coastal power plants can have on marine life. To continue operations, PG&E must obtain an updated National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit, which regulates how the plant discharges once through cooling water, desalinization brine, and treated wastewater into the ocean. In addition, PG&E is required to secure a Clean Water Act Section 401 water quality certification from the Regional Board before the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission can finalize its licenses for the plant's two reactors. On November 12th, the Regional Board will hold a workshop to answer questions and solicit public comment, and they expect to consider the draft permits in early 2026. More information on the permitting process and access to related documents can be found on the Regional Board's program page at waterboards.ca.gov/Central Coast. A San Luis Obispo County program designed to attract and retain healthcare workers will get a significant financial boost from a national nonprofit. On Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors voted to accept a $900,000 grant from Health Career Connection to support the SLO Healthcare Workforce Partnership, a program founded in 2023 to address the county's critical lack of healthcare services. With the funding, the partnership is projected to train more than 100 people through internships and a new nursing program at a Santa Maria college. Michelle Shoresman, a division manager at the County Health Agency, which oversees the partnership, said the programs backed by the grant are an important first step towards San Luis Obispo County being able to increase its healthcare workforce through its own residents. According to a provider study conducted by the county last year, across 15 positions of need in the physical health sector, Health providers in the county must make an estimated total of more than 8,300 hires to keep pace with the healthcare sector's turnover and expected growth by 2034. The study found one of the biggest needs stemmed from the lack of nurses. Providers will need to make hires to replace more than 50% of all registered nurses, nursing assistants, licensed vocational nurses, and nurse practitioners by 2034. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its second unprocessed ballot report for San Luis Obispo County. According to the new report, there are just a little over 32,000 ballots left for the Clerk Recorder's Office to tabulate. The election results for San Luis Obispo County has remained mostly stagnant with the new tabulated votes. In the count, about 56% of voters voted yes on Prop 50 and 44% no. The next unprocessed ballot report from the county is expected to be released no later than 5 p.m. Wednesday, November 12th. A San Luis Obispo County Children's Museum and Play Space on the brink of closure was recently resurrected by an outpouring of community support. In late October, the Exploration Discovery Center on Ramona Avenue in Grover Beach was struggling to keep its doors open after 2 months of extremely meager visitor attendance. Exploration Discovery Center creative manager Deborah Ugalde said the center was facing severe financial challenges amid poor patron turnout and rising insurance costs. Robert Robert, vice president of the center's board of directors, created a GoFundMe fundraising campaign as a last resort to save the community space. As of Sunday, the fundraiser had raised more than $14,000. Ugalde said that after a few guardian angel sponsors, contributed thousands of dollars to the effort, the center now has enough funds to stay open without any reduction in hours or cuts to staff for months to come. The Exploration Discovery Center at 867 Ramona Avenue in Grover Beach is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Admission is $5 for children aged 2 to 12, $15 for adults, and $10 for seniors. In sports, in NFL action for Week 10, Thursday night in a game you heard right here on KPRL, the Denver Broncos beat the Las Vegas Raiders 10-7. Sunday, the LA Rams bested the 49ers 42-26. And Sunday night football, the LA Chargers over the Pittsburgh Steelers 25-10. Tonight on Monday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers at 5:15 p.m. In high school football, Friday was the first round of the Central Section playoffs. In Division II, San Luis Obispo beat Lemoore 42-32. Arroyo Grande destroyed Sunnyside 62-14. In Division III, Shafter won over Mission Prep 38-17. Paso Robles beat Kennedy 28-6. In Division IV, the game of the week, Atascadero lost to Napomo 35-34 in two overtimes. That loss coming after a failed two-point conversion. In Division V, Morro Bay beat up Delano 51-20. Templeton Eagles had a first-round bye. They will host Coalinga in Round 2 on Friday. Morro Bay is at Liberty in Madera. Garces out of Bakersfield travels to Arroyo Grande. And San Luis Obispo, the Tigers, are on the road to take on Redwood High in Visalia. Garrett Olson has been named the new president and CEO of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce. Olson previously served for 6 years as fire chief for the city of SLO and co-founded a consulting business. During the pandemic, he temporarily left consulting to serve as CEO of the SLO Food Bank. Olson will officially begin his new role as president and CEO of the SLO Chamber of Commerce in January. The 41st annual Thanksgiving dinner for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park.
Thanksgiving is a family holiday, and there's some people that don't have family in town or need to be with other people, and we invite them to come and volunteer with us or just come and share a meal with us.
That's David Cadilla, chairman of the steering committee for Paso Robles, inviting anyone to Centennial Park to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal.
We serve it restaurant style. A waiter comes and takes the order, and you have a choice of turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, stuffing, and pie, and cranberry sauce. We invite anybody who has a financial or social need to be with people on Thanksgiving Day.
Delivery options are also available for those not wanting to dine in at Centennial Park. About 80 volunteers are also still needed for the event, and cash donations to help fund the meals are always accepted. You can go to thanksgivingforpasarobles.com to make a request for delivery, sign up to volunteer, or make a cash donation. KPRL News Time is 6:21. California News is next.
California headline news. The U.S. Senate votes to take a key step toward reopening the government. 8 Senate Democrats reaching a deal with Senate GOP leaders in the White House to open the government in exchange for a future vote on extending Affordable Care Act subsidies. House Democrat Ro Khanna of California, furious.
Chuck Schumer needs to be replaced as minority leader for caving to Donald Trump. Look, I may be the first and only member of Congress to say this, but someone needs to start speaking the truth.
Senate reconvening this morning. Republican leaders hoping to fast-track the latest measure. In another day of chaos, it's likely that 40 airports around the country will see long delays, including here in California, as air traffic is cut back, resulting from staffing issues caused by the shutdown. Governor Gavin Newsom in Texas over the weekend, speaking at a rally in Houston, cheered on by those waiting to hear him speak.
Look, I just want to thank all of you guys for showing up for each other, having each other's back.
Newsom saying passenger Prop 50 last week sends a loud message to President Trump. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. Sonoma and Napa counties preparing for a potential atmospheric river bringing rain, strong winds, flooding, and beach hazards later this week. National Weather Service says most of the heavy rain is expected Wednesday and Thursday. Up to an inch in the valleys and 2 to 3 inches in coastal and interior mountains. Wind gusts could reach 50 miles an hour with higher bursts along coasts and mountain passes. Minor flooding is possible and a slight chance of thunderstorms exists. By Friday, waves up to 20 feet high may create dangerous rip currents and sneaker waves. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Chalk Mountain and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends, at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free 9-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Food and Farm News is being brought to you by Wench Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. Call 805-995-4181. With detection of New World's screwworm less than 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, California animal health officials are urging ranchers, dairy farmers, feedlot operators, and other livestock handlers to stay vigilant for signs of the parasitic fly, which can inflict great harm to animals and economic damage to the livestock sector. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has been doing screwworm outreach to inform producers and veterinarians in Southern California, with emphasis on San Diego and Imperial counties, because they both touch the U.S.-Mexico border. An incursion of screwworm into the U.S. would have immediate and severe trade impacts. Due to detections in Mexico, U.S. ports remain closed to livestock imports from the North American trading partner. Similar disruptions are expected if screwworm is found in the U.S. Food and Farm News has been brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. Call 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic on KPRL is being brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. All right, well, that incident just cleared up. That's great. California Highway Patrol reports that highways and roadways throughout the North County now are clear so far this morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past few minutes. Traffic has been brought to you on KPRL by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather is being brought to you this morning by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. North County weather, mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows near 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 70s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. Rain in the forecast for Thursday and early Friday. Highs in the low 60s, partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 60s. It's currently 44 degrees. Weather has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 626.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Delta, American, and United Airlines shares are all up about 2%, with optimism that the government shutdown could be ending this week. The U.S. Senate approved a bill to fund the government until January 30th. Shares of Maple Bear, parent company of Instacart, are up 8%. The delivery company reported an upbeat quarter. Total orders were up 14% from a year ago. There was concern that Instacart could be losing market share as Amazon expands same-day and next-day grocery delivery, but analysts say the entire grocery delivery market is still growing. And Burger King's parent company, Restaurant Brands, has a new partner in China, local investment firm CPE, which plans to double Burger King's number of restaurants there. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Not sure what to get him this holiday? You can't go wrong with a gift from Untuck It. Every guy wants to unwrap our best-selling wrinkle-free and performance styles. From polished shirts for holiday parties to cozy layers for family photos, you'll find everything he needs to look sharp and feel comfortable all day and night. So, get a head start on your holiday gift list. Early holiday sale happening now. Find the perfect gift for everyone on your list at untuckit.com and more than 80 stores worldwide. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn, untucked.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool & Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool and Spa.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
And, of course, the holidays are coming, and you want everything to look beautiful, warm, and inviting, but you're probably still looking for time and inspiration. Well, there's still time, and someone can help you out with that. Call Aaron King at Slow Holiday Lights. He lives in the North County and is helpful in bringing your holiday decor to light. Calls Slow Holiday Lights for an estimate, 805-464-7689. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that number as well, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
KPRL. KPRL.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
KPRL.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers. Fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of
the Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, well, we certainly hope so, because we never know which way it is going to go. But I will tell you that coming up this afternoon, holiday season, well, Sunny from the Floral Parlor will be coming in. Talk about, well, some special things regarding the industry and what she does, and also Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. And there you go. What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm watching you do the morning show. Why?
Well, I just...
I'm just sitting here with the rest of the chickens.
Okay. Well, let's go. Let's go to the phone line and see what somebody else is doing this morning. Good morning.
Bronco boy.
Raider dude.
I didn't think your voice was going to get started this morning.
I didn't either. I needed a kickstart.
Ah, but you made it.
I did.
Well,
thank you
won the first game. We'll see.
Well, it was an awful game all the way around.
Oh, it was one of the worst football games I've ever sat through.
Yeah, no. Even after the Broncos beat the Raiders, I had no joy because it was just a terrible game.
Yeah, three and out, punt. Three and out, punt.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. And so, and I'm first to admit that the Broncos have a better team this year, but barely.
No. The Raiders stink. Look, they got Methuselah as the head coach.
And, well, that's true.
And they've got a bunch of jerks on the team that just like to commit penalties. I mean, they're just a horrible team to watch.
You're right. You're absolutely right. They have two or three decent, good players, and the rest of them are also Rams. So that's where I'm at for the rest of the year. But does that mean I change?
No.
No.
Nope.
I'm a fan.
Yep.
I don't change. My Angels came in last, if I remember correctly. I'm not changing. I'll be right there next year. The bottom line is, if you're a fan, you're a fan. But Bronco boy, I'm certainly glad to see that at least once this year you got up early.
Yeah. Well, I'll get up early again tomorrow.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's good for you. You know, I get up, some would say, early every day. But that's just me.
Okay. Well, I
hope your voice improves and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Even Mark May of the Raiders, he does the broadcast
on
radio.
Yeah.
He not that game, but the game before, he said it was one of the worst games he can recall with him being involved with the Raiders. They're terrible. I mean, Geno Smith, he even said at one point, and this is not exact, when Geno Smith was like, well, he's, he's completed 10 of 12 passes. Now, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? For 40 yards.
Yeah. When you yards per catch.
You know, come to think of it. You know, as I listen or watch football games, and I'm looking at these incredible percentage completions on the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
How many yards are they throwing these balls in many of the cases now?
Oh, a yard, 3 yards.
Right.
Yeah.
It's 3rd and 7. Let's throw a 5-yard pass in the middle of the field and miss the first down.
Yeah, that's always a good plan.
It drives me. So when I look at the percentage, I go, well, okay, that looks good, but what are you doing? What are you accomplishing in, you know, some of the cases?
Well, yeah, because you've got to get 10 yards for a first down. You know, if it's 3rd and 7 and you throw a 5-yard pass, the possibilities of...
Yeah, I mean, I understand drawing the defense in and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the percentage thing, I guess, is... And I've mentioned this years ago, but here's something to think about regarding quarterbacks and wide receivers. Okay, it says, again, I'm just using an example here.
Yeah.
A quarterback threw for 390 yards in the game. Oh, no, I'll make it easy. 300.
Okay.
And you have three receivers who caught those passes, and they each had 100 yards.
All right. That's the 300.
Okay. What does that add up to?
I don't understand.
It adds up to 600. So how can the quarterback have 300?
Oh.
And the others each have 100. The other three, that's 600 yards. See what I'm saying? So I think the rule should be, if the quarterback throws a ball 2 yards and the guy runs 98 yards, the receiver gets the yards, the quarterback only gets the two.
Yeah, no, I've often thought about that. Yeah, it's you have to rely on your wide receivers or your backs out of the backfield to...
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a team game, and I understand that. But when I'm looking at numbers, because we've adjusted how we, you know, do sports and analyze it, or, you know, whatever it is. But I think about that. Go, okay. 2-yard pass. The guy runs 98, and you get credit for 98 yards. So does he. Doesn't make sense. But it's just sports, so it's not important for the most part. Okay, on the text, which I'll have to show you how to use, by the way.
Okay.
Good morning. Tell Chad that the Kennedy Thunderbirds beat Paso 63-28. Yeah. Well, I was
missing the 3 on the end of the 6.
That's pretty important.
So, yeah, so my apologies for those of you who got excited for a moment. Paso Robles was eliminated in the first round of playoffs by Kennedy 63-28.
Ooh, that's a little bit more than elimination, man. That hurts.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, here's a question. I know you played a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather get stomped or close, like the Atascadero double OT?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. Yeah, I mean, you feel robbed with the failed two-point attempt, but you took a shot. But no, blowouts always hurt, and you don't want to play once. I'm sorry. If you're down 63-0, you don't want to go back out on that field as the offense or the defense for that matter. No matter how much you love football. Am I wrong?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
Because I know at East Tennessee State, we got a, let's just say, we kind of got used to that.
Just another Saturday college football game.
But the good thing, I guess, in one respect, is
we got used to it.
I can get more playing time as being a second string.
Well, there you go.
As a second string running back, I could get more playing time.
Well, yeah, I did get to play in more games because of that also. Yeah, we did not have a very good team.
But on the other side, I knew that the week's coming practice was going to be double hockey sticks.
Yeah.
So there is a, you know, two-sided, I'd rather lose the exciting close thing, though, instead of getting humiliated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So. Of course, you know, we played football when the coaches could still grab you by the face mask and shake the heck out of you. And it happened to me on more than one occasion. I had shaken baby syndrome when I was a teenager. For 5 minutes after the coach grabbed my face mask, that's what I was doing. Wasn't pretty.
Oh, the stories I can tell, but I can't. I just don't want to do that. But
you can read them in your memoir, which will be published sometime.
But we lived through it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. To be able to tell those stories about things that took place, not only with certain coaches, but some other coaches. I had the privilege of, I didn't like my head coach in college. Matter of fact, the first time, because he was not the main recruiter, Coach Watson. He was the line coach, but he was the main recruiting guy. And I loved him to death. Loved my backfield coach. The first time I shook hands with the head coach, Mr. Coach Frazier. Did you ever meet somebody, shake their hand, and go, this isn't going to be good? You know?
Don Davis.
Well... Your intuition was pretty damn good on that one.
little inside joke, folks. Sorry.
But and I guess he sensed it from me. I sensed it from him, and it was just
it was a marriage made in
double hockey sticks. That's where it was made. But all my other coaches, I love them to death. I love them to death, and they could. I don't know. It's just worked out. 99% of it was a lot of fun. Even though, I don't know if back in the day, did coaches ever call you by your real first name?
No. No.
Or your parents? Okay, well, that was a little bit of that there. Okay, let's see here. Okay, the Paso thing there on the text. Let's see here. You had a story about PG&E and what's... there's not a connection precisely with this story, but it has to do with something that's going on in this county regarding PG&E. But let's go to we almost had the phone line. And there's a group of parents that are wanting to get money from Diablo Canyon. And because their school district is not in good shape. Gee, what a surprise that is.
Uh-huh.
Now, three parents in San Luis, they are launching a campaign demanding millions from PG&E for local schools. Okay, we've and this was a story that went goes back a few months ago about cuts for the save school counselors and transitional kindergarten programs, as the district has like Paso's district, they're in trouble financially. All right, but let's go to that phone line. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. Hey, I just wanted to let people know that tomorrow the Lions Club is looking for help to put up flags at the Paso Robles District Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there at 6:45 a.m. to line the driveways with the 6-foot poles with the flags on them. and then we'll meet at 2:45 p.m. to take them down. Anyone is welcome to come help. You just have to be able to, you know, handle one of those large poles and help put them in the ground. We welcome youth, too, 12 years and up, you know, no younger than that. But it's a good opportunity to honor a vet, so anybody can come help us tomorrow.
Right. And again, where did you say they can meet?
At the Paso Robles District Cemetery.
Right there at the front, yeah.
Yeah, right there, kind of near the office, just past the front entrance, 6:45 a.m. and 2:45 p.m. If you could help in the morning or just in the afternoon, either one, it's much appreciated.
It is, and it's a sight to see when you pull in for, you know, Veterans Day and Memorial Day to see those flags. It's magnificent.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, and it's a great service that the cemetery puts on there. But they need help; they can't do it alone. So, and it doesn't take that long. I mean, considering what our veterans, the service that they've given us. This service that we do, it takes less than an hour of your time, especially if we get a lot of volunteers. Sometimes we have those flags up in about a half an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, take all day.
All right. Well, again, thank you for what the Lions Club does.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Bye. The ceremony there, you got a Tascadero and probably, on the coast as well tomorrow for Veterans Day. And as he said, that's looking for a little help, and they sure did a lot more than put up flags when they were out serving their country. It's the least we can do. Okay, I'm not going to have time to get into this on this group of, three parents. Letter campaign hoping to secure money from PG&E to account for the district's missing unitary tax income. And that was previously generated by Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant.
Right.
Okay. Well, again, we don't have time to get into this, but I'm just teasing it for later this morning. But remember, always the phone calls and the now email and text come first.
This KPRL local news is brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Islamic American Relations Office calls for SLO County DA to retract social media posts. Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant, and SLO County gets a grant to recruit and retain health care workers. I'll have those stories and more at the top of the hour. North County weather, mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 80s, winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's currently 44 degrees. This local news update has been brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgages. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gossman. The Senate passing a key test vote Sunday night on a bipartisan measure to end the government shutdown, passing 60 to 40, hitting the 60-vote threshold needed. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
I look forward to passing the clean continuing resolution and appropriations bill package in the very near future.
Eight Democratic senators broke from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and voted in favor of reopening the government. President Trump has granted full, complete, and unconditional pardons to several key allies.
And President Trump is pardoning 77 people tied to an alleged plot to overturn the 2020 presidential election. They include prominent figures like Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, Sidney Powell, and John Eastman. Trump's lawyer posted the list on social media. The White House says the pardon does not apply to President Trump.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you buying or selling property?
Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 10, the Patriots won their seventh straight game, 28-23 over the Buccaneers. Travion Henderson broke it open with second-half TD runs of 69 and 55 yards.
It was a good battle. They got a good team. You know, they made some plays. We made some plays. How football goes. That's the nature of this sport.
Jonathan Taylor rushed for 244 yards and three touchdowns, including the overtime winner, as the Colts beat the Falcons 31-25 in the first NFL game ever played in Berlin. Indy and New England now tied with Denver for the best record in the NFL at 8-2. Dolphins stunned the Bills 30-13, snapping a seven-game losing streak against their division rivals. Jets got TD returns on a kickoff and a punt to put down the Browns to give them back-to-back wins after an 0-7 start. Seahawks slammed the Cardinals. DeMarcus Lawrence returned two fumbles for scores. Lions scored on their first eight possessions in a romp over the Commanders. Rams ripped the 49ers. Matthew Stafford threw four TD passes. Bears rallied from down 10 with 4 minutes to play to squeak past the Giants. Texans erased a 19-point deficit to snag the Jaguars. Wins for the Saints, Ravens, and Chargers. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue died Sunday at age 84. NBA, the Thunder rallied from down 19 to upend the Grizzlies and improved to 10-1. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 35 points. Pistons lead the East at 8-2 after stopping the Sixers for their sixth win in a row. NBA legend Lenny Wilkins passed away Sunday, one of five men to enter the Hall of Fame as both a player and a coach. He was 88 years old. NHL, the first place Avalanche edged the Canucks in overtime. That's Colorado's first OT win in six tries this season, while the Ducks down the Jets for their seventh straight. That's Monday Sports.
All righty, and of course we have the triple header coming up regarding the NFL, and that is this Sunday we will have the Bucks and the Bills, and then it's the Ravens and the Browns, and the late game will be the Lions and the Eagles, all coming up this Sunday. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All righty, we have 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online. They're locally family-owned and operated. That's avilatraffic.com. Clouds early, then sunshine, highs in the upper 80s, a few clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and we'll have mostly cloudy skies on your Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have some more clouds dropping down to the upper 60s. Chance of rain for your Thursday is about 95%, low 60s, maybe some AM showers, 50% on Friday, low 60s. Sunshine by Saturday, low 60s, low 60s Sunday, and clouds and sunshine, low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:35 a.m., 5 on the nose p.m. And let's see, we're at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment. They're in Atascadero. All righty, let's see here, going this way with the world-famous Pet Alert. The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what critters may be out there and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. Is that easy? Should be. Well, there are critters running amok. I'm not talking about the domestic ones. I'm talking about the bunnies, the deer, the pigs, and every once in a while you can see the coyotes and the foxes. So, time of the year, they're going bonkers. So be careful out there on the roads. All right? You don't want to, shall we say, have them interfere with the color, your vehicle. You ever hit an animal?
No. Luckily, I never have. My sister seems to be a magnet for them, though.
All kinds or just the long-legged rats?
Yes. All kinds.
All right, be careful out there, folks. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Okay, time for trivia, and oh boy. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, the airport, known as the One Niner Diner, open every day, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply there on file. All right. This is, I don't know, I'm just going to say it's a kind of a fun trivia question.
As they all should be.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. It's going to be, where is it? Where is it?
I can't wait for this.
Okay, here it is. Where will you find, what state will you find a barbershop named Floyd's?
Okay.
You're looking at me with your mouth open.
In what state will you find a barbershop that's named Floyd's?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And also in this state,
clues.
obviously, because if I asked for the town's name, people wouldn't get it.
Ah, okay.
All right, but all right. I need the state, but in this state, but this town, they have several Ford Galaxy police cars, and they give rides to guests on a special day.
Yeah, I've taken a ride on a special day with the police myself.
Hey, officer, can you turn up the radio? You got any Hank Jr. in there? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. North Carolina.
Yes, Daffy, very good. North Carolina from Mayberry, the Andy Griffith Show, the barbershop there. Floyd's, yeah, well done. I've got you down as a qualifier.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, yeah, that's it. Floyd's Barbershop.
Wait, haircut, Andy.
I love this character in that show, man.
Take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. Whistle. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
Well, there you have it. There were lyrics to the theme song to the Andy Griffith Show that Floyd the Barber was in, and a lot of the episodes, he always was holding a hand in the later series because he suffered a stroke. So they always made sure he had something in his hand. Mm. And what many of you may not know about Howard McNear, he was the original voice of Doc Adams in the radio version of
Gunsmoke.
Yep, Gunsmoke.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive.
Islamic American Relations Office calls for Slo County District Attorney to retract social media posts. A Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. And Slo County gets a grant to recruit and retain healthcare workers. I'll have those stories and more at the top of the hour. North County weather, we're looking for mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's currently 44 degrees. This KPRL local news update was brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Howard McNair served in the United States Army Air Corps during World War II. And also, it's kind of interesting, he was in an episode before Andy Griffith of Leave It to Beaver. And he made the appearance as a barber named Andy, who gave Wally his first shave.
Wow.
I'll be. All right, he passed away in 69 at the age of 63. Two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board-certified arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's